You know, people in New Jersey probably didn't pay much attention to Hurricane Ida as it devastated Louisiana. And, you know, it approached almost seemingly out of nowhere, just a matter of just a few short days. It grew into a monster hurricane. And again, those people in the Northeast, well, that's just another hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico. They found out differently. In fact, that same weather system overwhelmed their state, the state of, for instance, New Jersey and other states in the Northeast, with floods and rains of a type that they've never experienced before. And in fact, more deaths occurred because of those floods there in the Northeast from that so-called hurricane called Ida. And it was a hurricane, but at the time, it's a different system, but the time it reached that part of the country, really unexpected. And the repercussions will be lasting, not only for Louisiana, of course, the power loss from the inability to just operate as a ongoing functioning society down there. It's also having its toll in the Northeast. Now, mentioning that, I know we bring that out in the update and Standing Watch programs, and I'll parallel some of those things as I go through this sermonette, but there's a kind of forever drought now in the western United States. It just isn't going away. In fact, it's getting worse and worse. And people there are being also overwhelmed by massive fires and catastrophes. And they talk about the number of homes. And one of the most beautiful spots in California is the area of Lake Tahoe. And South Lake Tahoe, the city, is existing under threat of fire moving into that community. Already thousands of homes have been destroyed just in that one area of California, much less all of the others. Again, everything's dry. The drought is getting worse and worse. America has just experienced its most dismal defeat in war at the hands of the Taliban and the nation of Afghanistan. Abortion fights continue. People are trying to change the direction of legal abortion, but that probably won't stand. The state of Texas has done that. But what does stand, brethren, is the reality that over 60 million human lives have been murdered through abortion over the last several decades, and it's not stopping, it's ongoing. And even if we have laws in this country to outlaw abortion, it will still go on because of the hard-heartedness of people. Mentioning all these things, and I'll mention a few more, it's just a fact that the U.S. is being carved out to become a weak and empty shell of what it once was. I was speaking with a manager of our local Safeway, one we have basically shopped at since we moved into Colorado. But this particular manager was talking about the fact that she feels lucky that she's getting the food in that she is able to get in. And there's a lot of shortages if you go to the shelves. Former brands are missing. She's complaining that people don't want to work, so she's considering retirement early just by virtue of the fact that they can't find enough employees to adequately run the store. Try to buy an automobile and order it with just the way you want it, only leave out the computer chips. And the damage there is not just a week or a month out, but maybe in some cases, literally, multiple months, if not years. I mentioned the inability to hire people. the mood of people in this country about work is astounding. And I think, again, people think they're unaware. They conceive of the idea that, well, I can always go get income here and get some kind of a job or government aid, but things are changing. And of course, if you followed us in our weekly updates, you know, we've talked a lot about COVID and how that is literally changing the world and has changed the world. We're in the midst of it. So these things I'm talking about are not things that are projected to come from right now. We're in the midst of them. I've titled my sermonette Overwhelmed. And to define that, it means to be defeated completely. And I'm sure that's the way many people have felt. Hospitals feel that way when they are overrun, overwhelmed by new cases of COVID-19. And on and on it would go. But being overwhelmed is what has begun to happen to America at every turn. And God has warned of national punishment. If we're paying attention, then we understand that we are in the midst of the things that God has prophesied so long ago and which still people dismiss without even a glance over their shoulder at God's words. But let's go to Deuteronomy 28, and I'll read verses 47 and 48. Let me try that again. Deuteronomy 28, I hope I said that correctly. Verses 47 and 48. God inspired Moses to write this, because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and gladness of heart for the abundance of everything, which is what we have had in this nation, in the Western nations. Abundance, choices, virtually unlimited. The time you ran out of choices, they already had added new ones. Therefore, in verse 48, therefore you shall serve your enemies whom the Lord will send against you in hunger, in thirst, in nakedness, and in need of everything. Some translations write that in want of everything. And he will put a yoke of iron on your neck until he has destroyed you. That also is coming. Unless this nation begins to repent, and God is addressing the nation of Israel here. In Leviticus 26, another, I will not quote, but just make this comment about it. God foretells what he's going to do to Israel, to the nation, which would include Judah. And it will be punishment that will grow worse and worse. There will be wave after wave of punishment. And I think if we're paying attention, we think that this is already happening in our nations. Now, the book of Revelation reveals how God will bring this world to its knees. It's going to be complete destruction, or right at the verge of it, as Christ said that unless the days were shortened, no flesh would be saved alive. But punishment is first falling on the houses of Israel and Judah. And brethren, if you can believe the news and if you can believe prophecy and coordinate that, we're there. These are the beginning things. What comes next is even more challenging. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 7 to pick up some more about the overwhelming events that are taking place in our lifetime, this day, this week, this month, this year, as never before. Ecclesiastes is not Ezekiel, so I'll keep going here a little bit. Ezekiel 7, verses 5 and 8 first. Thus says the Lord God, a disaster, a singular disaster, or as other translations render it, disaster after disaster. And also this verse, as I'll read later, says it that way. Behold, it has come. An end has come. The end has come. It has dawned for you. Behold, it has come. Doom has come to you. You who dwell in the land, the time has come. A day of trouble is near, and not of rejoicing in the mountains. Now upon you I will soon pour out my fury and spend my anger upon you. I will judge you according to your ways, and I will repay you for all of your abominations. Those are rock-solid certain terms, guarantees from God, prophecies, unless people repent. Ezekiel 7 and verse 26. Disaster will come upon disaster, and rumor will be upon rumor. Then they will seek a vision from a prophet, but the law will perish from the priests and counsel from the elders. Their chance for contact with God will be behind them, not in front of them, or accessible, because the punishment will come. And finally, Isaiah 28. To again reinforce this aspect that we are in the process, brethren, of being overwhelmed. If you think about prophecy and God's garden, to just use this analogy, prophecy are the seeds that God places in his garden. And then at the right time, in the right condition, they germinate and they spring up and they come into existence. And that is what is happening now in our day. Isaiah 28, I'm going to read verses 18 and 19. Isaiah 28, verse 18. I'm going to break into this particular verse and start about halfway through. God says, when the overflowing scourge passes through, then you will be trampled down by it. As often as it goes out, it will take you. It will, in my word, overwhelm you. For morning by morning, it will pass over. And by day and by night, it will be a terror just to understand the report. Do you ever get up in the morning, turn on the news, and in a sense fulfill that prophecy of the things that are happening? It's stunning. It's shocking. You know, just as they were reporting the situation in the Northeast with Ida flooding out people who were asleep in their basements and killing them, they were drowning. There was another attack in the school. And this recently we hear of a stabbing attack by an individual in New Zealand. 7 people stabbed. I don't know if any of them did die, but this is our world. Can we even comprehend these things? You know, people are waiting for things to get back to normal. I'm here to tell you they won't. At least not until Jesus Christ restores the earth, and when Jesus Christ then establishes the kingdom of God. We are his ambassadors. We have a job to do, to announce not only the trials and the tribulations that are before us, but the great news, the good news of the coming kingdom of God. Let's rely on that as our stabilizing point in our lives as we continue to serve God in any way that he leads us to do so.